You are listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Monday, March 12th, 2007. Border Patrol agents Compion and Ramos sit in jail for doing their job, some say, for shooting a drug dealer in the rear end who was bringing $1 million worth of narcotics into the United States. The story now sheds a little light on how dangerous the job of a Border Patrol agent really is. This comes from the Washington Times. Violence along the U.S.-Mexican border is undergoing what law enforcement authorities call an unprecedented surge, some of it fueled by weapons and ammunition purchased or stolen in the United States. Federal, state, and local law enforcement officials from Texas to California, concerned about the impact of illegally imported weapons into Mexico, say they're already outmanned and outgunned by ruthless gangs that collect millions of dollars in profits by smuggling aliens and drugs into the country. The weapons included 18 M16 assault rifles recently seized from a truck just near Brownsville, Texas. One was equipped with an M203 40-millimeter grenade launcher. Also seized were several M4 carbines, 17 handguns of various calibers, 200 magazines for different weapons, 8,000 rounds of ammunition, assault vests, and other military accessories. Mexican authorities have not determined the source of the weapons. The truck was registered in Texas, and authorities think the weapons were being smuggled across the border from the United States. And Mexican law enforcement have long described Matamoros as a key shipping center for drugs, weapons, and illegal aliens. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency also ended a 20-month investigation last month into a Mexican drug trafficking organization and its U.S.-based distribution cell, which resulted in the arrest of 400 persons nationwide and the seizure of $45 million in cash and 100 weapons. Agent Compion and Ramos, again, are serving jail terms for shooting a drug dealer in the butt. Their job, as poorly paid as it is one of the most dangerous in North America. These two Border Patrol agents deserve to have their case looked at again, and a drug dealer who is bringing in $1 million worth of narcotics into the United States does not deserve immunity, does not deserve to get U.S. tax dollars. I'm Dana Pretzer.